We just passed International Girlfriend Day.
How did that go for you and your girlfriend?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Ah.
I am the girlfriend. Uh-huh. I'm single, so I have no girlfriend.
You're your own girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Girl, please.
Oh my.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. You're used to things coming your way.
Oh, looks like our gains are all right.
God.
We're good. Gone.
Becky, look at her projectiles. Welcome back to PauseCast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm June the Fox, another expired bowl of mac and cheese that you left outside for some reason. And I'm here with a couple of friends. We have Damron, the Arctic Waffle Waffle.
Hello.
And we also have a very special guest, none other than the illustrious Speedy Husky.
Well, good evening.
Hello, hello.
Hello, ho.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Subawoo.
Subawoo.
Super Kia.
Mm.
Super Kia. Your new favorite Italian dish?
Sure.
In today's adventure and foray into the internet space, we will be talking about a super fun topic that is near and dear to Speedy's heart.
Ah.
Holidays.
Oh, yes.
We love the holidays. And that's why, Speedy, I had to have you here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We had to talk holidays.
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 Yeah.
Holidays.
With Damron being a wolf, he knows about the holidays, and that's why I wanted you here.
I like hold me time. You know, holiday. Hold.
Holiday?
You usually capitalized H-O-L, and then lowercase I, and then capital D, and then day. And then T-I, and then capital M and E, you know.
Got it.
Hold me. Holiday time. Hold
yeah.
Me.
Is that the SpongeBob style of manuscript?
SpongeBob is really a screwy show.
Okay.
That's not what we're talking about today.
All right, cool. Mm. You're going to get a lot of random asides from Damron. For the audio listener, these are the asides that you'll be hearing today.
I'm sorry. You throw things out there, that's what you're going to get from me.
Yeah, and we love cereal. You know, we get it.
What's yours? Apple Jacks?
I've never made a cereal. I don't have one.
Yeah, it's killer, man.
It is. It's too much iron in your blood, like Magneto said. All right, cool. So let's talk about holidays.
Holidays.
So holidays are probably one of my, I would say like the major holidays tend to be my favorite time of year because usually that means a lot of PTO. But it can mean a lot of time with family, friends, a lot of good food.
Lots of good food.
And if you're like us and stuck in the Midwest forever, there's a lot of like soups and pies and baking and all kinds of fun stuff that happens this time of year, you know? Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm going to ask the impossible question first because I am a whore. What is your favorite holiday? I just want to know.
The fox was looking my way, so I suppose I'll go first.
Yeah, so for the audio listener, I was looking at Damron.
I think that I'm probably going to have to go with my older brother on this one.
Your older brother is your favorite holiday?
No, we share the opinion that this holiday is our favorite.
Oh, okay. Okay, please continue. I'm so sorry.
Okay. The holiday that we both enjoy is Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Of course.
Because it guarantees 4 days off. There's always a lot of food, and there's always a lot of family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's good. It's a strong candidate.
Yeah. It certainly is.
Oh, absolutely.
What about you, Mr. Husky?
Oh, gosh. Which holiday is my favorite? I got a few. But if I had to rate them, I have to... Probably Christmas.
Yeah.
Is probably my main one. That's, you know... My main addiction. Anytime you walk into my place, you think, yeah, he's sick. He's got way too much Christmas. But I also agree with Damron. I mean, I think Thanksgiving would probably be my very close second, with Halloween being my third. But
really? Sure.
But yeah. But and I agree. Thanksgiving is just a wonderful time of year where, you know, you have friends, you have family, whatever your family looks like, right? But then you have the food and you have the scenery of fall is just amazing.
Oh my God.
No matter where you are, mostly for us in the Midwest, you know, we have the luxury of having the color and the smells and the cool mornings and what have you.
Yeah.
It makes that kind of a surreal experience. So, yeah. But Christmas probably holds my heart as the first, just because, not because of the religious aspect, because I'm really not that religious, but more because of the, I don't know, the shiny first, right? I love the shiny. Yeah, gotta have the shiny.
Because you're part moth.
Part moth, yeah, yeah. So, you know, the shiny, but also the togetherness, just like Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's a time to be able to start relaxing a little bit and reaching out to friends that you maybe didn't talk to. But then, you know, like, you know, in our old house, right, we used to host partings all the time. And doing that. I loved hosting holiday parties, Thanksgiving, thanks Christmas type of parties, right? A combo of both. To me, because I'm sappy, right? But
you did a good job, though.
Yeah.
Right? And it was nice to be a part of those when you had them more often. It was good.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. But it was an opportunity for me to be able to kind of give back to my friends as well, but also enjoy their time and say, hey, you know, let's spend some time and some holiday together and some food together and just enjoy. Yeah. Right.
I think that's probably one of the major things about the major holidays is like the coming together of people and there's usually a theme of some kind, and it's probably a lot of people you don't normally see throughout the year, you know?
Right.
Yep. So, for the blue collar, it's the time off of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The white collar too.
We just
call it PTO.
All right. It allows me to Clark Griswold out too a little bit.
Yeah. Which was always a big safety hazard.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass. Kiss my Hanukkah.
Yeah.
I've just never seen so many outlets get stuffed in a single day, you know?
And why is the carpet wet, Todd? Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Those are both really good. I think my favorite holiday right now is probably Halloween, because for all intents and furry purposes, I'm in my drag queen era. So yeah. Anything performative, costume, whatever, is super great. But I also love like horror movies, and in Michigan, the fucking color change of the leaves is my absolute favorite.
Yes.
That's usually timed, you know, September, October for us. So like, it's
there's
just
a lot
incredible.
Of intent behind that for you too. You like to get photos with your suit. Especially when those leaves turn.
Yeah, and that's because I look like a traffic cone. So when the outside matches the inside, it's great, you know. But I also love, like, wearing costumes over my suit. So I'm not just a forest creature. Like, I can also be... I did Zorro one year, which was just esoteric as fuck. But I also did...
I love the Harry Potter one you did.
Oh my God, that was when MCFC went to Southfield. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
That was so much fun. Just a bit of a lore drop with that costume. So the robe I already had from like ages ago, I don't remember where. The Harry Potter wand is an actual Harry Potter piece of merch. That came from Barnes & Noble. That was a birthday gift for my grandma one year, a long time ago. And then the scarf, it was probably Amazon. I think I got a scarf off of Amazon or something. The glasses, though, this is the funny part, were from an Edna Mode cosplay. So we were walking through Meijer one day, and I was like, it was probably like shortly before Halloween. And this little Edna Mode kit came with the bowl cut and then the glasses, you know. So I was just like, well, I'm probably never going to use the wig unless I want to be Edna Mode. But the glasses, like, kind of sort of fit my suit. And I was like, okay, I'm Harry Potter. Great.
And it worked.
It did.
It really worked.
That might have also been the birth of Incognito.
Because I had the glasses, yes. I think that's where Incognito mode came from. But I also had the hat, the straw hat. So in the moment, I was like, oh my God, I look like Google Chrome right now. Mm. It was cool.
Moans included.
Yeah, only for a price, though, because I do charge money. But yeah, so like the major, I think the end of the year, Q4, the major holidays are like the best part of the year, because like here it gets cooler and then it, you know, maybe you get a little bit of snow in December before the brutal winter of January. And then there's, you know, everybody's goofing off and having fun usually at the end of the year. So it's pretty good.
Yeah. And you're normally with family, you know, it brings a lot of people closer, you know, however that family unit looks, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are typical family traditions that you have, or what do you remember as a family tradition that
Oh my God.
Around whatever holidays that you celebrated. Well,
back in the youth, it was the whole nuclear family get-togethers with both sides. You know, my mother's side of the family as well as my father's. And, you know, my dad's side of the family tends to come from the South, so the cooking was a lot more like chicken and flavorful dumplings. They
very opposite of my cooking. Yes.
No.
Thank you for the dig.
That's what I said. Great.
I'm going to side with Speedy. I like my meat and potatoes.
I
and
know.
That was also part of the staple with our families.
I know. Anything more than black pepper is a sin. I got it.
But, you know, growing up, there was always the extended family would always come together, and then we would have Christmas at grandma's, and then we would go to my other grandparents' house, and we would do it there. And very diverse situations there. There was a lot more family members on my father's side and a lot less on my mother's side. So Christmas was a lot smaller, a bit more proper on my mother's side of the family. Mm. And, yeah. And, of course, who doesn't enjoy receiving gifts around Christmas
oh,
as
yeah.
a kid?
Oh, sure. Of oh, course.
But that's changed a lot for me over the years, too. Like I kind of got tired of obligated gift giving is something I just don't like to do anymore.
Sure.
And the funny thing that I've found is as we get older, gifts are less important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's much less important. It's more about spending time with your family. And yeah, I mean, it's always fun to give gifts, right? But yeah, I mean, it's nice to just be able to even take food to your family or
oh
your friend's
God,
house,
yeah.
right? I mean, that in itself, if it's something that is you know, homemade or thoughtful,
yeah,
right?
That's a great deal of joy for me is people that enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
Right? That enjoy the things that I bring.
Especially when you're making things that you don't normally make. So obviously desserts are big at the end of the year for the holidays we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I have a recipe for homemade tiramisu that both of you probably remember fondly.
Yes.
And it's not like mine. I took it off the bag of Ladyfingers, obviously, but it's homemade and it comes together pretty effortlessly. It's just a lot of time, but I never make it. So when I get to like have it available and then everybody gets a caffeine buzz and bounces off the walls and stuff, it's pretty cool.
It's so good. Oh, it's so good.
The wheels are turning. I'm trying to recall when I've tried your tiramisu.
It would have been at your place for a Friendsgiving, probably. Or a board game party. Or a birthday party. It was something like that, though.
The only time I can think of.
The only time.
The only time I can think of with this. We was at the apartment.
Tiramisu.
We had a tiramisu, and you brought it home after visiting your father. Your father.
Now you're Dutch.
See, he was there.
Your father. Oh my God. So,
and that's the point that kind of sticks up for me with trying your tiramisu when you brought it back home from visiting your father.
Right, that might have been the Boston cream poke cake.
Oh, that could have been it too then.
Yeah, maybe not have the tiramisu, but like you know what it is. It's the coffee kind of Italian cake.
A notation to the audience. I am blonde and I forget things easily.
So for the audio listener, Damron's hair is very blonde, and his personality tends to be that way too.
Huh?
Hello?
What are we talking about?
Oh my God. His eyebrows just flew off like Gromit. Like Wallace and Gromit, the dog.
Clay?
Mation. Stupid. Traditions for me though, so like my parents divorced when I was in the middle of high school, so... For a brief period of time, we were all doing like, okay, two birthdays, two Christmases, you know, whatever. But I don't remember doing this anyway. I don't remember doing a ton of, not that it's related, but like birthday parties. I didn't do a ton of those ever. The holidays were always weird because there was always like tension and emotions and stuff. So I think for me, I guess before that, you know, we did like, oh, you know, gifts and there was some family and food for Christmas and the holidays or whatever that, you know. What I would think would be like normal stuff, I guess. But after I got out of high school and I really started like settling into my 20s, I feel like that's when the holidays really happened for me. I found a lot of like family through furry, I feel like, and it was much more fun to do like New Year's Eve, for example, with friends and not necessarily family and stuff like that. So I also realized pretty quickly, I think, that I was like, Speedy, you said, just over gifts. Like, okay, it's okay if you buy me like a Fox thing. Like, I'm always going to appreciate that. But I'm much more interested in like, let's make memories, let's spend time together. Yeah, like,
I can get behind that 100%.
Know? And then, you know, I'm sort of doing that anyway because this is so unrelated. I'm kind of sidestepping here, but like, you know, New Year's, maybe everybody tries like a new wine we've never tried before. Or if I'm doing a birthday, like, let's go to a freaking trampoline park, or let's go, you know, camping for a couple of days somewhere or whatever, you know, like those kinds of memories and experiences, you know. And I think that carries over to the holidays. So for Thanksgiving, it would be trying new recipes for sure. Mm-hmm. And then for Halloween, it could be like you rotate where you give out candy, and maybe you're making desserts and other kinds of things anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess not a lot of traditions, but I like kind of what I'm forging now, which is just looking to create those memories with friends, you know, nothing super specific.
Yeah. Well, our family, well, my family, I should say, is we typically did, and probably falls in line with my favorite holidays, right? And, you know, like the Thanksgiving and the Christmas, but the remaining major holidays, like Easter, you know, we would have like dinner at Easter.
Citrus cheesecake in particular.
Yes, I make a homemade citrus cheesecake, and it is absolutely wonderful. But it's also very springy. So for like Easter, you know, at the cusp of spring, if you will.
Whoa.
It's a big word.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That was great.
We didn't really have too many traditions. I think most of them were in the fall, mm-hmm. where, you know, you had the major family gatherings. I mean, when I had my old house, I always had traditions. Like every year I would, you know, so for example, I would always decorate my house before Thanksgiving, right? I would do a test and tune. And I always had, it was kind of funny because for like 15 years, I had a tradition with a farmer that plowed the field across from my house. I think you remember this.
Yeah.
And it would be hilarious because we would always have that really warm, like, It's kind of spooky. It's like really warm 2 to 3 days in November. It's kind of the last hoorah of warmth. You know,
call it like an Indian summer.
Kind of like basically an Indian summer. Yeah. So, you know, it would be funny because this farmer would always come in the same day. And I did not predict this. It wasn't like it was the same week every year. But the same day that I would be putting lights on the roof because it was warm, he would be out there plowing the field. And he would always wave to me up on the ladder, and I would wave to him, and he was in his combine. So that was always my little fun tradition for myself, you know, when I had my house. So it was kind of the kickstart of the holiday season for me. So yeah. It was fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
kind of related. Do you guys have a favorite holiday memory?
Yes.
Very broad spectrum question.
So yeah, I think I told you this a long time ago. So when I was a little kid, I was at my house up in the Thumb where I grew up, and I was a tot. I can't remember how old I was, maybe 3.
A tater.
Yeah, I was a little tater tot at the time, you know. I'm probably 3 or 4 years old. I don't remember exactly how old I was.
You just unlocked memory.
Yeah, you know, it was just, yeah. So the funny thing is it was Christmas, and I remember Santa Claus came to visit.
Oh my God.
And Santa Claus looked very tall. I remember very, and he, you know, he would come in, out. He came into the living room in our little house, the little Recaro ranch, mm-hmm. and, you know, came in and ho, ho, ho. And of course, you know, a little tot like me, I was like enamored. I was like, oh, Santa Claus is here, right? You know? And then I was examining, because this is just how I was, examining the Santa Claus, right? And I'm like, oh, the beard and the belt, and that looks kind of familiar. And then I was looking at the pants, and I was like, okay. And then I looked at the shoes, and I said, Mama, why is Santa Claus wearing Grandma's shoes? Yeah.
Cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, yeah.
And Grandma's in the Santa Claus
suit. Yeah, and, yeah. And I found the suit, the Santa suit later in life. But yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah,
is that when you stopped believing too?
No, I still believe. And you know what's really
That's
sappy?
So cute.
you remember, do you remember in our apartment on Christmas Eve, late on Christmas Eve, because we had a lot of kids in our apartment.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I would go out at like 11:30 at night.
Oh my God, I do remember those.
And I would jingle. I have. There's Christmas within a hand's reach in my apartment, no matter where you
quite
are.
Quite literally.
Right? That's awesome.
You have all of the bells and whistles.
I have bells. Oh, I got the bells. So every Christmas Eve, I would go out on our landing and I would ring those Christmas bells at about 11:30 at night. And I would, you know, do the ho, 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 and I'd ring the bells. And then I'd quietly slip back in my apartment because I wanted the little kids to believe just for a little bit longer. You know what I mean?
And awesome. All the neighbors thought you were casting spells. And
they all thought I was crazy. But you know what? I'm hoping at some point in time, you know, they said, you know what? You know, the child inside remembers that and makes it's just a feel good thing that I did. You know, well, and I'm like, probably crazy, but whatever.
No, I don't think that's crazy. I think all of the neighbors, whether they celebrate Christmas or
faith.
Right. It's good juju. It's good vibes. Like, know, it's, I would rather have that neighbor than the other neighbors that we have.
That's one of those, you're taking it at face value and enjoying it for what it was.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hello, fuzzies, and hey, any holiday-loving humans out there. Are you enjoying this podcast so far? Well, we have a show called Pause Play, and it's on YouTube right now. Fursuits, games, and improv. And you know what? There might even be a Halloween special out there. Just a couple. But they're out there somewhere. You have to find them. Full episodes from seasons 1 and 2 are available for free. So please consider checking us out and subscribing to get notifications of new episodes. We can't wait to see you over there. Back to the show. I have a couple of favorite memories, and I remember this earlier while we were talking about traditions. So you recall the M&M lights?
Yes.
Yeah. So
the rapper M&M?
They didn't melt in your hand. Really.
Yeah, Michelle Mathers, you know. My new drag name, Michelle Mathers. So
they didn't melt in your hand, but they sure melted on the string.
They sure did. Oh, no. So when I was growing up, it was just my mom and my dad and my three siblings and I in our initial house that I grew up in. And then we would go to grandma's for Christmas a lot. She had the old tree, the big tree, and like a lot of the old style decorations that I really don't remember now. I just remember that it looked like the like quintessential like 50s, 60s, 70s Christmas tree, you know, without really knowing the decade styles, but that's what I would peg it for. Of course, though, the thing that I remember is that she had these strands of M&M Christmas lights. And for whatever reason, that is the thing that stuck out to me.
Yeah.
It's not even that I was particularly like into M&Ms or the commercials or anything. You know, it was just one of those things that I would see it and I would be like, oh, it's Christmas. You know, there's M&M lights or whatever. So what got interesting is when Speedy and I would go to like estate sales or antique stores or whatever.
I always would drag you to estate sales.
Yeah, I honestly don't recall having a full-time job. We were just constantly.
We got some cool stuff though.
Well, and then the one estate sale I remember was in the country somewhere and this person had like 3 to 5 strands and that's, I think, where the collection began. And then I saw them and I was like, oh, I haven't seen these in fucking years. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to have them.
We got the ice cream cone blow mold from them.
Yes. Yeah. That was a good haul.
Yes, it was.
Blow molds are definitely your thing.
Yeah. You like plastic.
They're growing on me more and more now, especially the vintage ones. But it's from my youth. Those are the fond memories from my youth that I have. Yeah. I can remember the decorations that my grandmother had and my parents had. And vividly. Dune, you know that I've collected almost everything from my childhood.
Yeah, collected is one word for sure.
Hoarded. Yeah. No. Yeah, there's a hoard.
It's impressive. It's really impressive.
Yeah.
Turn it into a museum.
Well, eventually I would like to have my own room to where I can put up all my old vintage stuff. Because I enjoy that old vintage stuff. You know what I mean?
You have to really just have like a year round, like a holiday den or something. You know?
Right. Yes, exactly.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping to do that in my next house basement. Either the basement or the pole barn loft.
Just get a finished basement.
Yes, for sure. Because
then you can do like rugs and things.
Yes.
You
know? Yeah.
Keep a bearskin rug.
Yeah. 70s shag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your favorite holiday memory?
My favorite holiday memory? I'm glad you didn't start with me because I was really fishing for a minute. You recall that I have a bit of a singing voice. And I participated in a lot of choral programs and things in my youth.
Mm-hmm.
And probably my most fond, I'll say, Christmas time holiday memory is the organization of our choral program to go caroling throughout downtown Northville.
Yes.
And other parts of Michigan. Oh, that would have been so beautiful. And even some of the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And there were times where we would book for restaurants and do singing, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Hark How the Bells, Sweet Silver Bells, and
Carol of the Bells.
Figgy Pudding and all of those caroling songs, and we would do those, and we would go door to door, we'd go restaurant to restaurant, we would do that stuff. And I miss it. It's something I don't really do anymore.
You should do it. Seriously,
and
I mean,
easily in suit.
Yeah.
Suit. Yeah. Oh, a singing wolf? People would pay you money.
Yeah, but I didn't do it alone. It was like four-part harmony. We was a group.
There's got to be furries around here that sing.
Well, that goes back to my idea. Remember what I wanted to do at a certain convention? You know, I wanted to do something like that.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I would. Why not? Why not do it here in, you know, in this town or somewhere around here? I mean, everybody could definitely enjoy a pickup, right?
Oh my God, yeah.
And those things too, it's easy enough to kind of, if you can't read sheet music, which I really need to dust that off, because yeah. I tried to get back into a choral program for the holidays, and it was too religious themed for yeah. me to really want to get involved, so right. I stepped back pretty quick.
Yeah.
And but I was like, gosh, it's been 20 plus years since I really tried to read sheet music to yeah. sing it.
I have in my curio cabinet, because I have a curio cabinet full of vintage holiday crap.
Yes.
Did you see the Carolers guide that I have from 1954?
I didn't see it.
It is a 1954 Carolers booklet that you carry with you as you're singing carols. Yeah. You should do that. Why not?
It's mostly pirate shanties nowadays.
Wow. Well,
jeez.
But that's year round.
I'm going to steal your Christmas lights, sir.
And we'll throw it out the window. The window. We'll throw it out the window.
Will any artist who's listening draw Speedy as a pirate, please, singing that song? Oh, that's amazing. Oh, my
well,
God.
We'll have Speedy and Damer on next to each other. We'll sing the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
You just reminded me that a long time ago, I don't even know what you would call this, but you're familiar with a bell choir, so handbells, mm-hmm. right?
Mm.
So that looks like literally like a brass bell on a handle. But there's another version of that, and I don't know what it's really called. I think they're just called chimes. And they look like tubular bells, and you do it the same. It's the yes. same hand motion as handbells, yep. but it sounds more like a porcelain, maybe kind of chime or something.
Yeah.
And now I write music, so I can't just be responsible for two pitches. Like, I have to be in charge of everything because I'm a whore. but being in a chime choir was so fucking cool because everybody has to constantly listen and be in sync with each other, and you all look like just a human piano. It's really, I did that for a few years. Like, that was a long time ago.
Hmm.
It wasn't like we traveled or anything. It was just you'd be up in the balcony with the organ in a church or something performing, because acoustically that's where the sound could travel, you know.
Yeah. And should I tell them about my crazy idea about this whole thing?
You can.
Yeah,
because
I probably never put it together myself, but so you know what, okay, this is exclusive for you guys because you're listening.
All right. Oh my God.
Ready to this? Okay, what I don't understand, well, maybe I do understand, but why hasn't there been a group at Midwest Fur Fest that taken advantage of every layer of every floor of that open space?
Oh my God.
To do a, what would you call it? A chorus singing Christmas music. Think of the bottom floor as you'd be your bass, your baritone, right? The middle floor would be your, what do they call that?
Tenor, alto,
tenor, alto, soprano. And then the top floors would be your
every floor.
That's a big hotel. But how many voices are you thinking?
So I'm saying this is my brainchild.
It's almost imagine, like a choir flash mob.
Exactly. So imagine at, let's say, you know, 11:59 noon. everybody quiets down, the hotel gets quiet, everybody walks out to their balconies, they have their scripts of what you're going to sing, and don't do a religious song, but do something that's like Choral of the Bells or
Carol of the Bells
or something like that. Yeah, here I am.
Twice you have to correct us both. Both right? of us, you got us both.
Sorry, but
it's my favorite Christmas song though. That's why I know that.
So think about that. So you'd have your multiple layers of people and everybody's in on it, and all of a sudden, the entire hotel, all the furries break out in this
raucous,
wonderful, sonorous singing over the entire hotel.
Yeah.
And it would be, to me, it would give me chills to think of what we could make and produce if someone actually could put that together.
You know what?
That would be so powerful.
You know what it reminds me of? Is the, I went to AnthroCon this year and so we did the parade like pretty much in the streets of downtown Pittsburgh, yeah, right? Yeah. The news, everybody's there. They fully have a fucking marching band.
Yeah.
Humongous. You know, I was all about marching band back in the day. So right. like I heard this thing and I was like, oh my God, I have to do it. Crying, you know, but that's what it's giving. Like you can assemble furries for musical purposes. It does happen.
Yeah. I mean,
it's amazing to hear.
And I did, it kind of spins off of something that I encountered when I went to Chicago and told you about this, Dune. I went to Chicago one time during Christmas time with a friend, a distant friend that we kind of fell out, but, we were in a hotel room. I think it was the Cass Hotel downtown Chicago at the time. It was right next to the cathedral. I couldn't sleep. It was Christmas time. My head was going everywhere and I couldn't sleep, right? All of a sudden, the choir at the church just started practicing their Christmas carol singing. And it was just amazing. Mm-hmm. So I just thought to myself, okay, here's all these talented people in the fandom. Why couldn't we do that? Maybe the acoustics are screwed up in that hotel room. Maybe they're made so you can't do that. But...
Well, once people hear it, though, like, people get quiet. I mean, yeah, that's just
how those mobs usually work, is once they get started, people turn their heads, they start listening. Whatever's going on, it just catches their attention.
Unfortunately, I love flash mobs, so this works for me.
yeah. But I mean, imagine if everybody was in on it and everybody actually got quiet and started recording with their phones if they wanted to.
You could get like videographers though. Like you could stage a whole thing for sure.
Anyway, so that's my tangent.
What a cool idea though.
That is a pretty cool idea. I love that. I would get involved in something like that.
Yeah. I don't even know how
I couldn't organize it, but
I don't have the guff to. I don't have the clout in the fandom to be able to say.
That's all clout.
My favorite persona, clout.
Cletus's brother, clout.
Oh, God. All right.
Woo, we're off into the weeds.
No, we're doing great. This is so great. Let's have just one more quick lightning round question. So let's see here. Favorite holiday food. Damron?
I always enjoy turkey for Thanksgiving. But I was really thrilled to have prime rib for Christmas.
Yum. Well done. Yes.
And it was so good.
Well done.
I don't get that very often. And the person that made it did a fantastic job. And there's another friend that says their father makes it every year and they want to invite me out for Christmas so that I can have prime rib for Christmas. They also do it for Thanksgiving. So I guess it would be either holiday for me because I really enjoyed prime rib.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, same for Christmas for me would be prime rib. My family does prime rib for Christmas, and we do all the fixings. And then Thanksgiving, same thing. Turkey and all the fixings, mashed potatoes and stuffing. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I just look forward to that. I know it sounds simple. It's not exotic, but you know what? It's so good.
Absolutely.
So what about you?
I think my favorite, if I'm thinking like Thanksgiving, Christmas, like dinner explicitly, it's got to be spiral ham.
Oh, the honey spiral, like honey.
Anything that looks like it does a twirl, and I can eat it, I'm doing great. But also spiral ham in general is really good.
Dearborn, we have deer in
Michigan.
Do
you like the sweet or do you like the salty?
Really both.
Both.
It could even be sweet and savory. Like, honestly. Like, I could get it. But what's really fun is normally I don't fly through all of a spiral ham for the holidays. So then I end up using it for like a ham and potato soup or something.
Yeah.
We played with that recipe a couple times.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just made turkey chili the other day. And I added like so many peppers.
Oh.
It was crazy, but it was so good. The boys cleaned it up. It was gone the next day.
If you haven't noticed, you might have three foodies on the show.
Yes. Yes, there are foodies.
Yeah.
Give me a can of beer. Give me a can of just...
Gluten-free beer for Speedy.
Well, you know what? If it's going to ferment, I'll just power my way through the pain. But yeah, take a Dearborn, a honey Dearborn ham... Put a can of beer and put some fresh pineapple rings on top
Honestly.
Of it. Throw that puppy in the oven, let it steam, and serve it up. Oh, yes. That's some good stuff.
Now you're cooking with beer.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo beer.
Nintendo.
What? You're playing with power, Nintendo power. You don't remember that?
I remember Nintendo power, yeah. Howard Ness, but we're not... I was thinking more about the... Now you're cooking with gas, but you're cooking with
Nintendo
beer.
And
it doesn't even have to be like high-class beer. It can be like Pabst Blue Ribbon or even just like Miller Lite. Maybe not Keystone, but...
Does Burnett's make a beer?
Burnett's.
Remember like that awful, shitty vodka? The bottom shelf? They have every flavor, but a nondescript bottle.
I remember those Buzz Bombs. Those I'll never forget. I will never.
Were those cylindrical?
Yes.
Like spherical shaped? Oh, my God.
Cylindrical, spherical.
God love you if you can have them. But we.
I told you I'm not smart.
You're very smart. Oh, Lord. Did we get. We got so sick on those. Every time I see those in the store or think about them, I just. I can't.
Throw up in your mouth.
Yeah. That was awful.
Oh, God. Anyway,
that was so awful.
Hey, we could talk about that. It's all right. Ooh. It's not for kids, folks.
No.
Well, we got very sick.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you both very much for being here. Yeah,
right.
This was super, super fun. I loved. It's always fun to talk about the holidays because Speedy decorates the fuck out of his tree.
Oh.
And
what year do you want? 50s, 60s, 70s,
80s?
Yeah,
he's got you covered.
Got him.
And... Damn right, I think you just know food.
Well,
I think you know food super well with the holidays.
I'm not much of a decorator, but I do love food.
Yeah. That was all we really had to say about the holidays. What was your favorite holiday memory? What's your favorite holiday? Get in the comments. Let us know. Click like, click subscribe. Let us know you support the show.
Click that bell. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, the bell. Bell, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ring, ring. Sham, sham, bam.
Every time you ring a bell, an angel gets its wings.
Aww. And we also let you know when another episode's coming out. So really, it's dual purpose. But that's it, guys. Thanks for tuning into Pawscast. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.